Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father. Glory be to God. Lord, this is praise night. We just do. We just praise you, Father, and thank you for all the things that you're doing for us. We praise you, Father, that tonight's going to be an awesome time for you, Lord, because we're gonna offer each one of these praise songs up to you, Father. And I'm just asking that you come visit with us like you did the other night. That'd be awesome. That would be so awesome, and we thank you for it, Father. Thank you for your angels that's running about the whole fellowship right now in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord. Tonight's going to be an awesome time because we have an open heaven that when we pray, bless God, we're going to get our prayers answered because we all are hooked together in faith and love through Jesus Christ. We praise you for it, Father. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. All right. Anybody got a prayer request? I don't see where you sent it, but anyway. Yeah, go ahead, Morgan. All right, Morgan.
Well, actually, I kind of have a confession. Without getting into too many details, I just kind of got into my flesh today and got frustrated with somebody who's just doing their job, and I guess I shouldn't have, because that's really not like me. I don't really ever do stuff like that. But I just got really frustrated, and I didn't do anything crazy. You could hear it in my tone of voice, and you could just tell I was pretty frustrated, and I just want to ask the Lord for forgiveness for that. And I want the Lord to, which I know he is, I mean, he's already blessed us so much, and I just thought about it when I got home, like, I had no right to, not be graceful, about the situation, and, Lord showed me so much mercy and grace, and I just felt convicted, and, I just want to thank the Lord for his blessings, and just everything he's done during the past few months for us. So Lord, forgive me, and I thank you, Father, for being with that girl and help her, Lord, help her at her job. And I just pray, Father, that you bless her and bless all the people working there. And Lord, I thank you, Father, that you are forgiving and that you forgive us for our sins. And Lord, we just love you and thank you, and help me to continue to speak grace and walk in grace and mercy, Lord, because you gave it to us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father, for doing that for Geneva. In Jesus' name. All right, Missy.
I temporarily forgot that I had my hand up because I was sending you another song. Anyway, I'd like you all to agree with me. I put something in the Signal chat, but I don't know if y'all got to see it or whatever, but I came across a man today, a Signal light, and he had a sign, asking for help. He says he's not homeless, he's not on drugs, he just lost his job. And so I helped him out a little bit there and gave him a God's vaccine track. And I was just sitting there praying in the spirit, and I rolled down my window and I said, within a week, you're going to have a job in Jesus' name. And he says, in Jesus' name, he says, thank you. And I just knew, I knew he was a believer. He had on his sign, God bless, but that doesn't always mean that somebody's a believer, but just his demeanor and how he received that, and I forget what else, but he said in Jesus' name and, you know, twice. And, but anyway, so thank you, Lord, that he is going to have a job within a week. And I just praise you and I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Oh, and another thing just came to my mind. At least a month ago, I lost my earmuffs. Now, I know I'm not going to need them anymore, but I've been believing for the Lord to have an angel put them in, put it in a place, no matter where they got lost at, the Lord can recover it, you know, and it's like the enemy keeps saying, you know, you're not going to need them anyway. I'm like, I don't care if I'm going to need them anymore or not, but I want it returned to us so that I can give God glory, honor, and praise. You know, so I thank you, Lord, that you're gonna have an angel put them right where I'm gonna find them in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, for doing that, for your glory and your
Amen.
honor and your praise, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you,
Thank you,
Father.
Lord.
Tonight she's going to find them. In Jesus' name, that she can keep her ears warm.
Amen.
Amen.
I don't know. Amen.
All right. Anyone else? Okay. Let's see. I was going to tell you something. Oh, yeah, Anna, go ahead.
You can go first, Michael. I just had a testimony.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I have two testimonies. We've been having some septic problems again. And in the last probably month, my dad taught Matthew how to clean out the pipes, because what they did is they just basically built the pipes flat from the kids' bathroom all the way to the septic, so it's just really easy for things to get clogged up. And just, you know, really cheaply built. But that's nothing too hard for the Lord. But my dad taught Matthew how to fix it when he came over and fixed it one time. And in the last month, Matthew's had to clean it out like twice. And it's just a headache, you know, and when you have to do that. And so when it starts to back up, like when I'm running, doing a shower or running laundry, the sink starts going gurgle, gurgle, gurgle. And the kids kind of freak out. They come screaming, "It's gurgling."
Well, I don't like when it's scrambling.
Yes, I know, honey. But we were just, I was just like, no, we are not like living under this curse in the name of Jesus. We just started rebuking it. Thank you, Lord. The washer was going. And I was like, no, these pipes got to be clear in the name of Jesus. Like, this got to dissolve everything. Everything's just fine in the name of Jesus. I'm not turning off this washing machine. It is not going to back up. Thank you, Lord. And it just completely stopped, ran a load of laundry, ran another load of laundry.
Jesus,
Thank you,
praise
Lord.
God.
Even that even you pray that these pipes will drain properly.
Yes, properly. And the
Okay.
other testimony is, a couple of days ago, I sat down at the keyboard, the piano, to play, and it wouldn't turn on. And I was like, oh, and I didn't feel any faith for this, even though we just had the pipes thing. And I was like, Lord, it doesn't matter if I feel any faith. Your word says it. You know, that this is how it is. And you fixed this once before, and I know you're going to fix it again. And I spent like 15 minutes unplugging it in at the wall, replugging it in, taking the power cord away, unplugging the amp, and unplugging it in at the piano, holding the button, tried to reset it, you know, prayed over it a few times, and nothing happened. And I was like, okay, well, thank you, Lord. The next time we try and turn it on, it's just going to work. So Matthew came home, and I was like, hey, the piano's not working, but I prayed for it. Why don't you see if you could turn it on? And he walks over there, unplugs it, plugs it back in, turns it on. I was like, thank you, Lord. We need that for Monday night.
Thank you,
Thank you, Lord.
Father. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. All right, anyone else? Want to pray. My internet, in the name of Jesus, right now, I command this internet to respond like it's supposed to. I command all of this slow stuff, just waiting and waiting and waiting, stop right now, in Jesus' name. You're supposed to be fiber optics, and you're supposed to be fast, 100 megabytes per second, and I command you to do it in Jesus' name, and I command it right now in the name of Jesus. When I upload something, it goes where it's supposed to in the time frame it's supposed to in Jesus' name, and I don't mean maybe. You quit messing with my internet. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Okay. All right, anybody else got something they'd like to share? Don't miss tomorrow night stream. David's got some stuff he's going to share that's going to be awesome. It's going to be, let's see, noteworthy. Very noteworthy. Also, Geneva.
I just thought of something real quick I wanted to ask for prayer for. I have, my next appointment is the one where, I can't think what it's called, but they basically just check your blood sugar and to what the world likes to say, you know, gestational diabetes and blah, blah, blah. But I know that I don't have any of that. And I know that, I had to do this with my last midwife too, but anyways, I just want to pray and believe that this appointment's going to be good too, just like the last one was. And I don't want to go in there with any fear or anything like that, because I'm not going to lie, I've drank a few Cokes the past week, and I felt really bad about it, and because I usually don't do that stuff when I'm pregnant, but I've been having a sweet tooth. And, anyways, I've just been asking the Lord to kind of clear my system there. But, so anyways, I just want prayer, that is a good appointment and that I'm better. I have more restraint and eat things I know I need to eat in Jesus' name.
Amen. Lord, we just lift up Geneva. We thank you, Father, that this pregnancy is going to be a great, easy pregnancy with no problems whatsoever. No pain, no discomfort at all, except just normal stuff. And we thank you for it, Father. We thank you, Father, that whatever she's got to go to see the whatever about, it's going to be good in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, Father, that everything's going to work out just fine. That baby's coming out just like it's supposed to. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Anybody Thank else? You, Jesus.
All right. And that's done. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. How's that Flumps boy doing? He didn't hear me, I don't guess. All right. Boy, we're kind of shy tonight of people, aren't we? Thank you, Lord. I prayed for my internet, didn't I? In the name of Jesus, it's going to be lightning fast. Lord God, it's going to be lightning fast. Okay, let me see if I can get it open here. And I can. It's open. All right. I'm going to have to write yours in, Anna, at the right time. We're having a little bit of technical difficulties here. Okay. Not anymore. That's right. Let me see here. Share the screen.
Might as well put your hands together. and every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back. This means war.
God of creation, there at the start, before the beginning of time. With no point of reference, you spoke to the dark and fleshed out the wonder of light. And as you speak, a 100 billion galaxies are born in the vapor of your breath. Stars were made to worship so loud. I can see your heart in everything you've made. Every burning star, a signal fire of grace. If creation sings your praises, you speak. And as you speak. 100 billion failures disappear. Well, you lost your life so I could find it here. If you left the grave behind you, so I will sing of my Redeemer and his wondrous love to me on the cruel cross he suffered.
Sing of my Redeemer with his
Thou